Sisters, ladies and gentlemen, and the undercover Zionist who's here walking around. Everybody, we're all friends. The next speaker I would like to call is a very distinguished Brooklyn-based activist and renowned poet. She currently serves as a youth outreach coordinator and member of the Worldwide Youth Leadership Board with Urban Word NYC. She's also a member of the New Yorkian Slam Team and author of the forthcoming book, Respect the Mic. Tahani Salah has been featured on HBO's Deaf Poetry Jam and participated in several renowned spoken word events across the United States and abroad. As an artist, she's dedicated to bringing light and solutions to the silenced communities. She's performed across, again, the United States, Africa, and Europe. With a loud, free, free Palestine, welcome Tahani Salah. Free, free Palestine.
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 Raw, the seeds of liquid marrow will pour We will cup our hands and catch glimpses of you, slowly sipping memories of you, slowly this sunshine, a reflection, a breeze of an unpromised tomorrow, the cracking of a voice, the beating heart on hell. This will always be you, a welcoming of us home. It's very interesting. We're sitting here in the street with a bunch of people who are more than educated and more than know the chants and what this cause is about. But let them find out that the brothers and sisters that stand here today in alliance with us, that their hearts are just as pure as the ones who lie in the struggle. Okay? So this poem goes to all the mothers. For all those space left in the unsettled dust of someone else's revolution, we ask if she has a message to carry back to a place of fallen stars, a place no history could cover the rippings of, a place of forgotten beginning where we rest our heads, a place where no one belongs. She says, we bleed like them. Our children get hungry like theirs, and we don't want to be on the front page of scandal like them. The Guggenheim of her lips stretch out the words, go in peace. I can only fit them in the remembrance of my genes, the burial my ancestors never had. Can you imagine the displacement of a mother's womb, a woman holding on to someone else's image of tomorrow, scaffolding being built over the burned bodies of babies you promise. That if tomorrow never comes, you'll be happier. That if God never let the sun set in your eyes, you'll be grateful. She asked me if I am ever fearful for what I say here in these streets, and I tell her my fear does not belong here. Do we fear? No, we are not fearful. My fear will not bring the breath back into the body of your son. My fear cannot clear the chemical warfare in your daughter's bloodstream. So how do you tell a childless mother that her womb carries vacant for the ideals of someone else's bedtime dreams? We sometimes forget the sentiment hidden behind our words when listening. Listen, you can hear the empty water bottles falling in the distance like those burned bodies of babies falling in the distance. She stands there, tearful, triumphant, and trembling, watching the words of her lineage hang out on the line of a window she no longer owns. And all I could do was take my thumb, press it into the palm of her hand, and pray that she give her my heartbeat to the drum of her mother tongue. I promise her that if she lines her belly with words for blades, she'd be waiting for those suns to set. I tell her to scream, chant, shout in the words of her people, that words bleed here in these streets. The people united shall never be defeated. The people united
will never be defeated.
The people united
shall never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
Si se puede, si se puede, si se puede,
si se puede,
si se puede.
Remember, they were bodies before they were corpses, and they were minds of love and happiness before they were ever oppressed. Peace. Thank you so much for coming out.